For Willie Nelson and Toby Keith, Monday through Friday, AM 1450, KBMW.
Well, it is that time again. It is Tuesday and time for our monthly conversation with Cassie Miller out at the Leach Home. Cassie is on the phone with me today, and she is at the Leach Home with a resident, and we're going to share some information about moving into the Leach Home. Cassie, good morning, and what is today's segment all about?
Well, this is something that I have wanted to do through this series, and I finally was able to nail it down. I have with me one of our residents at the Leach Home. She is a 57-year-old resident who she has been here about as long as I have. She kind of started the whole process with me. Kind of one of my first residents that has really grown. I've really grown a connection with her. So she is the special one that I chose to answer some of these tough questions that families may have. One of the first questions that I had asked her is, you know, first of all, you know, what was your first initial thought? You're going to have to move out of your own home into a facility. And I wanted to know, like, what is your raw, real feeling of that? And I think you guys will enjoy this answer. So I'm going to turn it on over.
Hello. When I first came here, I was scared. You know, could you leave your home? You leave things you know. But I was relieved because it was getting so hard for me to take care of myself. I needed help.
Yeah. And I think that's a beautiful thing, because to know and realize you need that, I think is a beautiful thing. And then to be able to get that, to know that is what you needed, is real, is a real feeling. We had discussed a little bit about this congregate living, this living with other people in a setting. And at first she had said, well, I don't foresee anything as a real challenge. And I said, well, what about eating in that environment? Or what about activities with other people? And then I had said, you know, what about that age range? We have, for instance, you know, you are 57 years old, yep. And we have some residents in their 90s.
Yes.
Yeah. So just describe a little bit about what that's like.
Well, it takes, you got to get used to it.
Yes, yes.
But it's fun. You get to meet people. You get to find out what their life was like. And they like to talk about how they lived and what they did. So you get to learn a lot about people.
Yeah.
And I'm really surprised about how some of them, what they did in their life. Mm-hmm. So that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I like doing activities with them. We play bingo and other fun little things.
Yeah, and which is wonderful. That it brings its challenges, but I love how you embrace it all. Some other discussions that we had prior to this, I had said, you know, what are your favorite things about living in a facility?
Well, it feels like a home, and I have help that I need. I don't have to worry about falling or being alone. So it's just really nice.
Yeah, yeah. That's I love hearing that. Now, are there any challenges that you see? You know, maybe you are located by an outside door. Sometimes other residents maybe shut that door a little
too
tight.
Hard.
You know, I mean, there does come challenges with living with other people.
Yeah, because everybody has their own quirks.
Yep, you're
and
so
sometimes
right.
You got to learn to live with those quirks.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the last questions I had asked her was, what would you like others to know if they're considering themselves looking at a facility or moving a loved one in?
Well, obviously, you got to consider the person's personality. Some places are more institutional and whatnot. I like it homey, and here it's very homey. The nurses joke with you. It feels like a home.
Which I love hearing that, because that definitely is my background as well. I like to make sure that the staff are having a good time, that the residents are having a good time. So I do love to hear that. I thank you for visiting with me today. I love that we were able to be honest with you and share some of this information with you. Bill, do you have any questions for us?
I do not. This was just a home run. What a great give and take. And I thank you, too, for being a part of the morning show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
That is Cassie Miller, the director at the Leach Home here in Wapton. We talk with Cassie the third Tuesday of each month, right around 9:40 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Coming to you live from the Radio Hut, right here on...